First, Adam, just looking back to yesterday's game, what do you think happened that caused that game to slip away from you guys?
I just think we got up 4-1 and we got a little comfortable, and they were able to get a couple strikes in under a minute, and I think that kind of turned the momentum. And then, you know, we were grasping at straws. We were trying to kind of slow their momentum, and, you know, they just kept... He seemed to keep building, and, you know, they got a couple of timely power play goals, and, you know, that was the difference.
Well, you guys have seen that happen a couple of times this year. Normally, you're a very shutdown style team. If it's a 2-1 game, teams have a really hard time scoring on you. Why is it that you think that momentum can sort of change like that? If you're up by 3 goals, all of a sudden, a team that normally doesn't give up more than 1 or 2 can find themselves in a quick hole.
I just think it's a little bit of everything. It was kind of the perfect storm last night. You know, they got that lucky one kind of from behind the net and brought them back in the game. And, you know, there was a couple turnovers where earlier in the game we were just chipping those pucks in. We weren't trying to force anything. And I think when we got 4-2, we just kind of strayed away from what makes us successful, and that's being a strong defensive team. And, you know, and then they were fortunate they got that one power play, and, you know, they were able to get that late lead. And, you know, unfortunately, Blackie wasn't able to score on the penalty shot. And, you know.
What do you guys do to bounce back from that and make sure it doesn't stick with you too much heading into the weekend?
Well, I think it was a big game for us, and I knew we came out hard, and, you know, we were able to build up the lead. And if you look at the first 40 minutes, I think we played a pretty solid game, and, you know, you need to at least take some of those positives. And moving forward to Kootenay, I know they've gotten some of their key players back, and, you know, they'll be a much tougher task than when they were here before Christmas. And I know they're one of the bottom teams in our conference, but, you know, anyone can beat anyone. And moving forward, those are two crucial points. Then going back to Lethbridge, I know we're 4 points back now. We're going to need to play a strong road game there and, you know, hopefully claw back to within striking distance of them.
December is quite a month for you, probably the best month you've had in your career. So as you reflect on that, what do you think has happened with your game? You mentioned that you felt like a lot of it's just confidence, but how do you feel out there? Do you feel any different when you're producing at a level that you've never produced at before?
I just think, you know, me and Gordo and then Caver lately and Lundy early on, and we just kind of got on the same page. And, you know, early in the season, there was times where we'd get those chances and we wouldn't score, and now they just seem to be all going in the net for us. And, you know, some of it has to do with puck luck, and I think, you know, we're creating some more chances than we were earlier. I think that's us using our size down low and going in the net a little harder than before.
Certainly, though, when you're able to produce quite at that level, I mean, some of it's puck luck, some of it's going to the net, but do you just feel like you found maybe a bit of an extra gear? Do you feel like it's something you can sustain, not necessarily quite at that level, but close to it?
Yeah, I feel definitely more comfortable out there in the last 20 or so games than I did in the first few. I know coming back into this year, it was going to be a little bit of a time lag to kind of just try and get caught up to where I'd left off last year. And, you know, I know just trying to get back into the things and making that switch to center, it was an adjustment period. And now that I think that I've adjusted to it and I'm a lot more comfortable playing down the middle of the ice, that, you know, it's opened up the ice for me. It's allowed me to kind of use both sides of the ice, and I think you know, that's helped contribute to where my production is right now.
Well, certainly allows you to be involved in almost all aspects of things. And do you feel like that's helped you stay in games all throughout games, because the play is always, you're sort of always in the middle of it?
Yeah, I think it's allowed me to open up my physical game. I know sometimes you have to, you know, pull back your physical game because you're playing more minutes and you're doing a little more skating, but I think it's also allowed me to get in some of the hits that I've been able to. And, you know, it allows me to contribute defensively as well, just playing down low. And I think being able to win those battles and create 3-on-2s coming out of our end, it's you know, something that's definitely helped me.
Just lastly, why do you think the combination with Cave and Gordon has worked so far this month? I mean, the 5 games you guys have played together, you've put up terrific totals so far.
Well, I think Gordo started to find his stride. I know, you know, he was getting some unlucky bounces early on, and, you know, pucks didn't seem to be going in for him. And lately, you know, he's been able to get that scoring that he had last year. And then Caver coming onto our line, you know, him and Gordo are both extremely smart players. And I think Caver's got really underrated skill set, and, you know, he's able to use his smarts and his skill to, you know, utilize us, and we're able to find him. And I think we've just really clicked.
All right, thanks a lot, Adam.
Thank you.